Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So in a real Trumpian move, the story came out today by the Washington Post that the Trump administration is taking back an award they gave to a journalist from Finland. They gave it to her last year. Evidently, they found some social media posts that she made that criticized the Donald. So now they're yanking back the award that they gave her. And immediately my mind starts going, do we do that now? Is that what we do in the country? We give people awards and we snatch them back? So when Joe Biden becomes president, can we rip the Medal of Freedom out of Rush Limbaugh's cold, dead hands? Can we do that? Just crazy, crazy stuff. Anyway, here to share some thoughts on the moment that we're in and, well, maybe give us a little laugh to help us get through it. I've asked our good friend Tom Arnold to come talk with us, actor, comedian, and, well, Trump hound. Tom, thanks for taking time for us.
Thanks, Rick. Happy Friday. Yeah, I'd like to rip some out of Rush Limbaugh's cold, dead hands. That'd be funny.
So what do you make of that? I mean, do we do this now? Is this what we do? We give things and we take them back?
No, but here's the thing. No, we don't. It's just that it's just an asshole Trump move. But let me just say this. You know, Michelle Obama, who I respect and love, and I do, been doing the vote, get out the vote thing with her and for a couple years. And, you know, when they go low, we go high. She could do that. Yeah. But that's bullshit. Now, I'm staying low, and my little group of activists, we're going to stay low all the way through November 3rd and a little bit beyond until all those guys get out of the White House. And then, but no, you know, We don't do that. That's a losers.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, since you brought it up, you know, my high school football coach said if I would have said something stupid like that, he'd have kicked me in the behind, because that was his big thing to do. When someone goes low, you stomp their face into the ground and make sure they don't do it again.
That's right. But you know, you could in hockey, you could beat the crap out of each other, have the worst fight, then you shake hands at the end. But that's how you do it, but you know, Trump has never played sports. I don't know why these sports guys like him. You know, the NFL, I know why the owners like him. You don't take somebody's, you know, that's the guy that's had fake pictures of himself on Time Magazine on his walls.
Yeah, but since you brought up NFL owners. Since you brought up NFL owners, I'm curious your thoughts on the Robert Kraft thing. Evidently, the prosecutors in Florida, you know, kind of let him off of the happy ending arrest that he got.
Well, I'm not, you know, I don't think that should be, first of all.
I don't think it should be illegal either. But
first of all, he got two head jobs in 45 minutes, and he's 78, so God bless him. I think he is a Trump supporter, so there's the hypocrisy there. God bless him.
So that's your take. Your take on it is he can do it twice in 45 minutes? It should.
No, he did do it. It's on camera. There's a video. But there's all kinds of ethical things because of the women being, being here from China. There's a million things wrong with it.
Right.
There's a million things wrong with it. And of course he got off.
Yes, he did twice.
Yeah, but I don't think he should. He got off, but I don't think. But it is impressive, let me just say this about Jerry. I got to talk about Jerry Falwell Jr.
Good segue.
Since we've talked, he has lost his job, and you know that I was very involved with this. And the young man Giancarlo Granda has been all over the. He's done a million interviews, and he's my boy. My pool boy.
But is he your pool boy now too?
The reason, you know, he's moved on and he's really a heroic figure because at first, I and other people called him a pool boy because that's a name that stuck. But he had an affair with Becky and Jerry Falwell Jr. for years. And they had preyed on him, as they have a bunch of other people, it turns out, a bunch of kids from the college. And, he was a young guy, and he worked at that hotel in Miami, and they identified him. And they said, come back to the hotel and have sex with Becky Falwell. And I'm just going to watch. And anybody that knows anything, they don't. The Jerry Falwell Jr., as the video that we shared with the board members over there, didn't just watch. And so they kept this guy in the lurch. And you could, if you listen to the audio, you could hear that, you know. And they also made a video, Jerry did, of him having sex with his wife, and then threatened to show it to this kid's girlfriend. And so they were actually extorting him. And this went on for 7 years. And finally, when the kid was going to go public, Jerry said, he went public and said, oh boy, I've been depressed. My wife had a brief affair with this guy, and then he threatened us. He tried to extort us. I was not involved. And so that forced people like myself and others to show the video. And this kid, actually, he's so brave. He came forward and he was, and by the way, Jerry Falwell Jr. had the same lawyers as Harvey Weinstein. And they threatened this kid and the other kids, there are more, and threatened to destroy them. And they did do a good job of this, because Jerry Falwell Jr. and Becky Falwell became friends with these kids' parents. And if you're affiliated with a university that's a evangelical university, the parents worship these people, as do the kids that go to these schools. They are like God. It's like a thing.
It's like the priests at the Catholic school. I get it.
Yeah. So the parents never believed these. Boys, they're full of shame. They never wanted to talk about it. But Becky Falwell was giving oral sex to all of Trey Falwell's bandmates. They were in rock bands. You know, this is all public. You can Google it right now. And so it was a thing where they also preyed on the kids at the college. And so now there's about 100 of them. So it's not unlike an Epstein thing or a Harvey Weinstein thing. They weren't just, it's not a sexual thing, so to speak. They were preying on these guys. They had fake Facebook pages where they were luring these kids around, lure people around. Besides the hypocrisy of being anti-gay, anti-immigrant, you know, a lot of these kids were immigrants. But also the people that go to that university, Liberty, these kids, they are true believers. I got to know a few of them as a student journalist, and they really believe it, and more power to them. So this messed them up, a bunch of them, for years, that they'd had sex with the people that ran the university. And so finally this is coming out, and they, you know, it took a lot to, they, these people that are the board there, we had to show them a lot of tape. And I've watched pornography, I'm going to admit it. usually gay pornography to women. I'm just going to tell you right now.
All right, there's nothing wrong with that.
I have not had a date in 11 years. And I'm going to say that it's one day I will.
With your marriage record, I wouldn't advise it.
Well, no. And also, my kids still sleep in my bed. I'm going to have a relationship with COVID's over, probably. And it may happen. Sasha lives, you know, my sister lives here. She's very cute. But very nice. We have a podcast together. Two of the Bush. It's called Tom Arnold, and you can see it on Spotify and iTunes. It's very funny.
And it is terrific.
She's 30 years younger, being very attractive. And it could happen. It could happen tonight while we bump into each other in the hall. Because I still can, but Rick, I can still have sex. I just want to say I could. It's just
thanks for clarifying
happen.
That.
But you know, to see, first of all, I've become a champion of these guys, not just because Michael Cohen used because Michael Cohen was a fixer. Michael Cohen's my friend too, and he told me he still had pictures of this Falwell and his wife and the pool boy from when he fixed. He said they were blackmailing his friend, Jerry Falwell Jr., and he went down and fixed that, but he kept some of the pictures. So when he went to Jerry Falwell Jr. in 2016, when they were in Iowa, and said, please support Donald Trump, you remember when I had fixed that deal, you know, that wasn't blackmail or anything, but I just couldn't understand why the evangelical supported Donald Trump. And then I realized, because Michael Cohen had naked pictures of you guys having sex with the handsome young pool boy. I wanted to, my whole thing is getting Donald Trump, you know, elected or arrested or whatever. So anyway, come back around since we spoke last. It's something even more nefarious, which is these Falwells are preying on young people. There's naked pictures of young female students too. But the university, I had to show these born again Christians or whatever they're called, full on porn. Jerry Falwell jerking off and jumping on these people and his wife having for them to believe this. And
so are you going to put this on a pay-per-view then? Because we do know that porn, do know that in hyper-Christian states, online porn sales are through the roof. The so-called Christian states consume more porn than the non-Christian states.
I would not be surprised if Jerry and Becky, who are not already on there themselves, because of the young man, it's not, that would be incredibly inappropriate. But these guys, but they participate in all kinds of different groups and stuff, and that's just their. And I don't mind if they go to, they were going to swingers club, but then they said we don't like that anymore, and then they just went around and sort of met vulnerable people who. And who they really like people with backstories, like they're arrested or they're rough or they're from the streets. And Becky Falwell will say, tell me your backstory. And, you know, I've read thousands of text messages and I've heard all the voice messages. And it went like this. Jerry would call, hey, Becky misses you. You know, she heard you were dating somebody. She's getting jealous. And then Becky's like, I was crying all day because I heard you were having sex with another girl. And then the guy's like, well, you know, I haven't heard from you guys. And then they'd go and they'd fly them up there to Liberty University. And, you know, and so
it's, the thing it's is, a weird Tom, the thing, Tom, is you say all this stuff, and I've read all this stuff as well. I haven't talked a lot about it because they're just hypocrites to me. And, you know, most of these hyper-religious people are. But, you know, the sad thing is these people really have problems. And we've put them up on a pedestal as these, as you've said, you know, these people have done, these kids at this university and these folks who follow them have done, and they wield such power, but they're not only hypocrites, they're deviants.
Right. And they've also taken $100 million of U.S. taxpayer money. And what he did, Jerry did, was take that money and fund things like the gay youth hostel he gave to one of these fool attendants as a gift. Because this guy, he said, when he first met him, he said, what do you want to do with your life? And he said, well, I want to give back to others. And Jerry said, well, I'll tell you what, I will mentor you. But you can't give back to others until you have a lot yourself. Right. So we're going to start a business. He goes, what would you like to do? He goes, well, my real dream is this youth hostel. Well, let's sign a deal. Here's $4.7 million. You, my son Trey, and I are partners. Sign it. That's it, down in Miami. And now the kid wants to sell his third. I have all the information right here, but Jerry won't let him out of the deal. They won't, whatever. So it's really worth nothing. Okay. But they took money from the university. U.S. Trump made a new tax code for Jerry Falwell Jr., and he's siphoned all the money out, and there's a big gym, a really nice fancy gym for another kid up there at it's by the university, and they build a bridge, an underground bridge, a walkway from their place to their mini mart.
A tunnel.
The university. Yeah, tunnel. There's all kinds of stuff, but that it's taxpayer dollars because and then they, which is fine for, let's say that all churches or all religions or whatever are tax, whatever, for free. But then they took it in their business, into their construction stuff, and funneled it. And, you know, Jerry would go into the courthouse and sign documents for property and never search anything because he was the lawyer for the property, the lawyer for this, that. And so it's really bad. The American taxpayer is getting scammed so that Jerry and Becky Falwell could have three ways with people.
What kind of three ways?
I'm sorry.
Thanks for that. Button,
of course,
please.
They're part of the Trump thing. But, you know, it just as long as it keeps getting you know, and again, my favorite picture, and it's in the New York Times, it's the first time Trump had to meet this pool attendant, and Michael Cohen, who I should play the tape, and Trump's like, oh, no, I don't want him to touch me, because I'm sure Trump assumes all gay people have AIDS or something, and the guy reached out, Jerry Falwell, that is on the picture, the first moment they met, this kid's a really nice kid, and he was like, oh, I get to meet the president? And he reaches out, and Trump is shaking his head like this, and Jerry Falwell has his head down, and they're at Liberty University. Jerry Falwell flew him up there to meet Trump, and he's like, and Michael's like, you have to meet him, or they'll never support us. And it's this brilliant shot. And Google the New York Times, Tom Arnold, Michael Cohen, the pool boy, and you'll see that picture when they first met, and Trump's like this, and Jerry Falwell's got his head down, and that's the
that is a great picture.
That's the buddy shot.
So I guess the big question is for $4.7 million, would you have sex with Becky?
Oh, yeah, I'd have sex with Becky. Hey, man, let me tell you something. I'd have sex with Becky for a lot less than that. She's, you know, as Michael Cohen in the tapes, like, you know, I really felt sorry for Becky. You know, she's like, oh, that, you're a really nice guy for that. Well, you know, she's like a grandma. And she got a pretty good body. I was thinking Michael Cohen's going to be, you know, first of all, I'm recording everything we say with him. I think he's going to be like a nice gentleman. He goes, she got a pretty nice body. And that picture, you know, I kept one. It's terrible. But the second I heard him say he kept one, even though he's my bud, I flew down to New York and got all of his pictures. Not just her, but everybody Trump helped.
So you got his collection then?
Got everything. And not just pictures of them, but all the information of why Trump supported. They started that thing for the inner city black folks. But all the information on Reverend Daryl Scott, why he worked with Trump. He got paid off with a government job. It was all these people that Trump gave government jobs, government money. It was all a scam. Everything is a scam. And so, you know, I recorded it all. I got the documents I give out. And there's still stuff with FBI stuff, because there are a bunch of people in the FBI, in the Justice Department. Most people are good people, and Bill Barr can't possibly juggle all of this stuff, and especially in the Southern District of New York. And that's where, when Michael Cohen was in prison, I've said this before, I had a cell phone to communicate with him the entire time. So that, you know, he was trying to be as helpful as possible because he wanted his sentence reduced.
Sure. So, of course, he was singing like a bird. You know, I get it. Yeah. So since you brought Michael Cohen up, how is he doing outside of prison? Because I'm kind of worried about him. I'm kind of worried if he speaks too much, they throw his behind back in. But how's he doing?
Well, you know, I wouldn't worry about him too much. He was Trump's fixer. But he is also the one person out of all those people. He has done the most to help us, to help the country. He also has been he's had the hardest road. You know, when he got out, he was coming out, then he got thrown in the hole. And, you know, he would say, it has said, because I started tweeting about his book. His book came out. He went ahead and said, no, I absolutely have a right to my First Amendment. I have freedom of speech. I'm going to put the book out, which he did. I think he's done a great job going around and talking about it. I think he's doing a very noble job, and his daughter is, Stephanie has come out and spoke about things. You know, I'd like him to go a little harder. There was something about the pool boy stuff in there that he needed to correct, which he did, because he said this pool boy was blackmailing Falwell, and it was somebody else. So he made a correction. We wanted to make sure of that. But he's also got a bit, people that work with Trump have a little bit of a blind spot still.
Right.
And he does. He also doesn't want to be called an extortionist, because that's what they did. He was a part of that. And he also doesn't want to be tied to Russia. He also lets Trump off the hook, because he's like, oh, what I can tell you is he didn't do this. He doesn't know shit. You know, I from all the recordings I made from him and all the documents, you miss things, and he missed things. And if it wasn't for me, Jerry Falwell will still have a job. When I heard him say, oh, I still have one in the pictures, he goes, no, it's not what you think, Tom. The pictures weren't of, you know, Jerry having sex with, no, it wasn't like a gay thing or anything like that, but I heard he still had one of these pictures. I went down there and got it. I had Julie K. Brown of the Miami Herald, who broke the Jeffrey Epstein case when it was dead. I said, hey, you got to go out in Miami somewhere in the streets and give me some more pictures, because there's more to this. Michael Cohen was sort of whitewashing it. Let's go get this guy. There's these guys are frauds. And then by working that way and working on a few more things, getting a hold of these guys, and then saying, hey, I'm interested in anybody, any pool boys, anybody, anything. Then I started getting documents and started getting more footage and more evidence. And then I took it, and then I started working with a guy at the Wall Street Journal, and then the New York Times. And then a Reuters guy really broke it open. And then it's a student journalist down there at the college, these student journalists, and they just stayed on it. Then I got the full facts. Because Michael Cohen, who is the fixer for Jerry Falwell, didn't even know what they were doing.
Wow.
He just thought they were nice people, but I had to figure it out myself.
And you did a great job. So the question then becomes, does anybody care? I mean, do the evangelicals care? Do the Trump supporters
care?
I know you care. I personally don't care who Becky's banging at all.
I don't care at all. It's not about that. They're predators. And you
exactly.
don't care, the board of directors. He got fired from the college his dad started. His dad started the university, Liberty University, and he got fired, and he's not going to get his severance. And it was humbling. Plus, all these other boys and girls are coming forward now because they saw Giancarlo Grande's face on TV saying, yeah, this happened, and this is how I felt, this is what the method they used. They ingratiated themselves to my family, and they threatened to show this video. And then all these people are called up like, oh, my God, that happened to me. They took me out to their farm, and they did this, and then I was friends with their son, and then, oh, my God, I've been so embarrassed, and I moved away from town. I've never told a soul. And this happened, and then they're reporting it because there's, you know, the Title IX or whatever. That's probably not it because it's about – but there's a thing about where you get money to a university. The people that work at the university cannot have sex with the students.
Right.
Or they will lose their funding. That's also what's going on here. It's illegal. It is a federal crime to have sex with the students. If you want money from the government, you can't have sex with the students. And that is also what's going on. So there are violations. So I want that out there too.
Okay,
but,
good.
But, you know.
Should he be in jail? Should the Falwells, should they be locked up?
He also has committed, financial crimes. Now all this financial, because now the university wants their money back. Because now they're like, they went from, we love you, they wasn't that bad, you did this thing. Oh, no, that's still not that bad. Oh, that is bad. Oh, you know, oh, my God. Oh, how much money? When it becomes a certain amount of money, they're like, oh, now we want that money back. Because money, you know, even born agains and evangelicals, at a certain point, the money, when it becomes 20, 30, 40, 50 million, 60 million, oh, yeah, we're going to get that money back.
Yeah, we want
that. We want that money because it was your dad that started this, not you. That's how they turned. And because they're going to lose students. They've been losing students because of him, because of Trump. And it's the same thing with Trump. At a point, people go, and it was women. They go, I just can't. It's just too much. Even Republican women, it's too much. Don't want to see this anymore. It's like a reality show that's been on too long. And now that you can see it with even evangelicals, they're like, no. Too much. And the Falwell thing is important because he started it, and now people are like, to get him fired from his university, maybe everybody doesn't know exactly why, but it is something. And nobody thought it was possible a year ago or 6 months ago, but he is out.
Excellent job, Tom.
Yeah.
Excellent job. No, I want you on my side. I don't want you digging into my past.
Yeah, I'm going to get Don Jr. fired next.
And I was going to ask you about this because – I was going to ask you about Dumb Jr. because is it me or does he look like he's coked up more and more? I mean, you've had addiction problems in the past.
I have. No, I'm an addict. I'm in recovery. I've been years of recovery. I have to work on it every day. I've known Dodd Jr. from my recovery. You know, I've helped him. We all have to help each other. Last Saturday night, you know, Anthony Scaramucci is one of the best people on the planet. He's somebody I met 2018 when I was doing my show, and I went over to his office, and you could see that video, what it was like. It was an episode of my show because I thought that guy seems like he's redeemable. He seems like a genuine good person who just wants Trump to be as good as he is, but he never will. And I went over there and we filmed that. I tried to convince him. At the time he just wasn't convincible, but I knew there was hope, and eventually he came around. And we've been great friends, and he's been very helpful to us. And it's important. He's been helpful in ways like he had John Kelly, who he hated at the time. He blamed him instead of Trump, who was General John Kelly, who was Trump's chief of staff when he got fired. He had him on his podcast, Scaramucci, about a month ago on camera. And that was the first time General John Kelly said Trump should not be president. He doesn't have what it takes. He doesn't have the, you know, you need somebody with morals and ethics to be in charge of this country. And so we took that footage that Scaramucci got and gave it out everywhere. And that's, everybody's like, why isn't John Kelly on camera for the Atlantic article saying that he was, that Trump said what he said about John Kelly's son at Arlington? Well, he's on camera doing this, and he obviously, him and Mattis were sources for the Atlantic article, but in military, you don't, you know, it's just something you don't do. They may very well before the election, but, you know, you have to respect, you know, and but anyway, so Scaramucci and I, you know, are very close, and he's doing, there's a lot of Republicans who are doing a lot of very good things, but he calls me and he says, hey, man. And by the way, Scaramucci was very helpful to Michael Cohen and his family when he was in prison. And he took care of them in ways that I don't want to say because like, he is a mensch, is a good job, as we Jews say all the time. And Scaramucci, I don't know, I put this gently. You know, he is, a lot of people know Kimberly Guilfoyle, not just the governor here in California. And I met her when she was married to Gavin Newsom many years ago, and we hung out and she's changed. And we've all changed. And,
sure we have.
She's changed. We've all, the Mooch knows her too, you know. And
has he got pictures of her too?
Before he's married, no. But so he calls me, and everybody, my uncle and everybody, feels sorry for Don Jr. And I used to feel sorry for Don Jr. Because, like everything Trump does, he pits people against each other. In the country, he's pitting us against each other right now. He used to pit Eric against Don Jr. all the time. And, you know, that another reason I want to get those outtakes of The Apprentice, because there's the worst case of that. He's made Don Jr. cry on the show in between, because he pit those guys against each other their whole lives, the two boys. That's how he shows love. And, man, it was something about Don Jr.'s stupid tie, and he just stayed on him, and he kept praising Eric, and he ended up blowing up and crying. And that's, and part of that's because he hated his dad for a year, and his dad kicked him out of the house for a year, out of the family. It was after he could have had his own house, and he didn't give him a dime. And my friends, and I, and people like us supported him for a year. We took him to Maui. We just were kind to him and supported his sobriety. And this is in the 90s. And there are Kimberly Guilfoyle parties, alcohol, drugs, but she's a person that's like, she's not what I call a raging addict. If I did cocaine tonight, I'd be fucking gone. Pardon my language. I'd be gone. I'd do it all. I'd do this much and then I'd go, okay, I need everything.
I get that. I can see
anything.
That.
I can't have a drink. I can't do a little drugs. I can't do anything. I know that. It'd be like, and so that's what it's like for Don Jr. So her job is to pretend she's his girlfriend and then keep him going. And she knows, she has connections. She can do whatever. So Mooch calls me. He's like, I'm worried about Don Jr. You got to figure out a way to get him help. You know, Guilfoyle's over there. And believe me, let me just say this again. Mooch knows Guilfoyle. You know, and I'm just saying this. She wants to be with Mooch. And I tweeted that a couple times. She's like, don't. Guilfoyle's calling people that are not Don Jr. all the time. So I go, okay, I'll see what I can do. And so I saw Giuliani, who I know too. We all know and he had a picture with his son about his son maybe running for New York. It was in the New York Post. I think it was last Saturday. You can check it on my Twitter. And I thought, well, that's my end. I go, and I just tweeted, hey, you know, Trump, Todd Jr. is all messed up. And now I'm going to put it on you. I'm going to put it on you to be responsible because you're Trump's lawyer.
Yeah.
So I know you know it's happening. I'm going to put it on you right now, Rudy. You do something about it right now because if something happens, now it's on you. Because I'll tell you what's going to happen. He's going to be, maybe they'll get him sober today because of all the stuff out of that other video. But you know that video, his friends right now are sending out videos of him. And my whole goal is that he punches his dad in the face live at the debate, because he hates his dad, and his dad hates him. His dad is the worst. But, you know, I got people like, I feel sorry for him. Like Michael Cohen the other day is like, I feel so sorry for him. I always had to protect him. But he's out there just it's like when Melania was doing the birther stuff. I don't feel sorry for her. I feel sorry for the people that are getting shot while they're sleeping by police. That's what I feel sorry for. He's full of crap. He's full of crap, and he knows better. He's had every opportunity in the world. You know, he's been sober. He knows how to do it. Everybody wants to help him, but that is what's going on.
There you go. So I guess last question I've got for you. November 3rd.
Hey, I know what he can do. Hey, he called Kellyanne Conway. She's the head of the president's drug thing. Where is she? She's helping all the people that are on opioids in the country, doing such a good job.
Well, I think she's at home now with George and the daughter trying to figure out how to deal with that.
Got her out of the White House right before that was a big job getting her out of there. Thank God.
Yeah, thank goodness for that.
Not a word from her since. And there won't be till after, long after the election, when she tries to make a comeback. And that was a big get. Thank you, George, but thank you, squeezing her out of that hellhole. That was disgusting. All right. What, Rick? You're the best.
So last bit. Prediction for November? Which way you see this going?
Oh, we're gonna have so many more votes. We have so many people voting. I mean, he's going to do everything. He's going to say everything. He's going to do everything. He's going to try everything. We're going to have enough votes on election night. It's going to be obvious. Enough votes. But he's going to still do everything and say everything like he is. I mean, he's just, it's outrageous.
There you go.
It's outrageous. But we are going to, until that day, people like me are going to still do everything we can. And people still have to get vote, still have to register, still have to show up at the polling places. We're going to show up. We're going to show up and watch for his bullies to show up. And our bullies are going to show up. And we're going to make it safe for everybody. And whatever you got to do, and every time he says something outrageous, we're going to blow it up. We're not going to go, oh, that's him. We're not going to be Fox News and go, oh, he was joking. He's not joking about anything. He's never joked about anything. We're going to do all that. I think Joe Biden, I'm looking forward to Tuesday night. There was a time when I wasn't, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. And we're just going to continue fact-checking him. And just continue looking, taking lists, names of all the complicit people. Everybody that says, that's okay, or I'm just doing this for the Supreme Court judge, or because I'm pro-life, and that BS. It's okay because of this. We're taking all the names down, and they're going to. Thank you, Rick Smith.
Beautiful stuff, Tom. I appreciate it. Always, always, always a ride. Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Good stuff, Tom Arnold. I love having Tom on. Always, always fun. I'll take a quick break and recover. Right back after this.
Saving work in America, one show at a time. The Rick Smith Show.